Hello and welcome, I'm Alan Hargraves and this is Recharge On Air. It's fashionable among motivational speakers and self-help books to push people to own things. There's nothing wrong with the idea. The problem is exactly what is it they are supposed to own? Take this conversation with an executive in a property services company. A customer had overstepped the line, setting up in premises ahead of time and prior to completion of certain tasks the company always required before occupation. Her responsibility was to oversee the transition. Now the customer was very difficult to deal with, and the situation was causing her serious stress. Asked how she was handling it, she said it was part of her job. In her words, "I have to own it." Well, does she? There is a problem with I and ownership. This particular situation is not an I problem. It's a we problem. And there are many reasons why that is so. One is commercial logic. The company has policies and procedures that support their business model. These are incorporated into their contracts. The client has signed one. In this case, it's we, the company, have a problem, not I. This is not a personal issue. Secondly, responsibility for policy lies with the CEO and the board. They own that. If the client has a problem with policy, that's who they need to take it up with. Three, getting stuck in I has implications for management style and performance. It isolates you in your own head. When something doesn't work well, you'll take on more stress than you need to. You may even think you are the problem. We, on the other hand, diffuses stress, opens you to collaboration, helps you manage a team, and enables you to ask for help. And lastly, and probably most importantly, I is not a useful personal style. It often means if something works well, your ego will bask in glory, whether it's justified or not. I've written before on the negative outcomes that that can produce. Stick with I only if you want to risk some cardiac issues further down the track. And there are some other very good business reasons why I is not such a good idea. I styles are often associated with poor business performance. In fact, research shows so-called charismatic CEOs generally produce inferior financial outcomes when compared with more inclusive bosses. And an MGSM study of corporate statements shows a strong correlation between poor share price performance and CEOs who make excessive use of personal pronouns, that is, I, me, mine. That perhaps shouldn't be surprising. Business is about relationships and how they are managed. If you have an issue, for example, with your spouse, is it best to begin with, "I think you should," or is it better to start with, "We need to find a solution to"? Nor does that mean there is no place for assertiveness. But the definition of assertiveness is not dictatorship. It's finding a way to mobilize others to produce a result. And a key to that is motivating a team, that is, us. Try using we instead of I. Not only might teamwork improve, your performance levels could also get dialed up. Your stress levels might even get dialed down. I'm Alan Hargraves. This has been Recharge On Air. Thank you for listening.